Yeah, thanks for straightening that out for me. That's another thought. These thoughts sometimes run through my head. I don't say them out here, you know, or ask them out here. I'm asking you because you're the one who, you know, knows how things run on that end. That's what I wonder, too. I wonder, well, what you put the antenna on the roof, like the Rensen, let's say, or even Mount Plumman, you know, and they're going to let you set, you know, let you set the repeater inside the building, or do you have to have permission, or do they cut a little section away the building for you to set it in, or, you know what I mean? I imagine the antenna on the roof, and I imagine the repeater unit itself inside, you know, protected from the elements and what have you there. And it made me wonder, you know, how do you get permission to do that, you know? But now I got it. Yeah, that's, you're right about the short-run coax from the antenna to the repeater house. I don't know, I guess I'll call it the repeater house. Yeah, that's the ultimate, but, you know, when it comes to power, all that coax and everything, yeah, especially at these frequencies, that's a lot of, unless you're running some $500 coax, $500 a foot, I'm just insinuating there, but I'm saying, you know, unless you can run some double shielded super low loss, you know, then, yeah, that's understandable there, Roger.